Can't get enough of Rebel Girls? Well, luckily, the Rebel Girls app is now completely free. That's right. You can listen to the entire library of goodnight stories for Rebel Girls ad-free. Plus, check out the app's cool features, like activities, trivia, custom playlists, and more. All parent-trusted and kids-safe. Find out more at rebelgirls.com/audio and download the Rebel Girls app today. Thanks for listening.
You probably think you know fairy tales. Cinderella, Little Red Riding Hood. You probably think that they're cute and boring. But the real stories aren't cute and boring at all. The Grimm fairy tales were weird and sometimes gross and often scary. And in the podcast Grimm, Grimmer, Grimmest, you can listen along with a group of other kids as I tell them those tales. The episodes are sometimes grim, sometimes grimmer, and sometimes grimmest. But no matter how creepy it gets, we'll always have a great time guessing what'll happen next, cracking jokes, and discussing what these tales mean to us. You can listen to Grimm, Grimmer, Grimmest now, wherever you get your podcasts. And be sure to follow the show so you don't miss new episodes.
You're just in time for Pflugerville's annual regatta obstacle course race. It's about to start. And luckily, Lucy Y, with help from me and Bobby Wonder, was able to finish the construction of her chocolate sails. So now we can enter the race. The competition is fierce, but we're gonna have a ton of fun. I'm really looking forward to non-stop bagels on this boat. It's gonna be a blast. Now, let's hurry over to the starting line.
The time has come. Everyone, can I get a rig-gada-gada? Is this microphone on? Guess it is. Oh well. Welcome, everyone, to Pflugerville's annual Regatta Obstacle Course Race. We are moments away from beginning. We've got quite a crowd today, and a very stacked playing field of contestants. These boats are quite amazing. Banana Stand Lady is literally in a boat shaped like a banana. I like people being on theme.
And it's the fastest boat ever. You'll all see. Also, if anyone wants bananas, I am still selling them.
And wow, why, I can't believe it. Lucy Wow's boat, it's 3 stories tall. And are those chocolate sails?
Look at that. Sure are. Aren't they beautiful?
Ah, that chocolate aroma, quite pleasing. We'll see how it fares once the race gets going. My own boat is docked just over there.
Wait a minute, you're competing too? That seems odd.
It's not odd. I have just as much a right as any of you to participate in this race. I don't want to miss my shot.
So, if you win, you'll get a year's supply of candy from your own factory?
And a job well done.
Can we get this race going? I've got a busy schedule.
Calm down, Terry. I'm starting the race shortly. Now, like I said 2 hours ago, the rules are as follows. 1. You must be in a boat. No other autocrafts. Sorry, Mr. Whittleshire, but that is clearly a school bus. You are eliminated.
I knew I should have painted the school bus blue.
2. You must complete every obstacle you come across before continuing on.
Yeah, we know. Let's go.
And 3. If you ever get out of your boat, you must get back on your boat at the same place you exited. No walking and no flying. That means you, Bobby Wonder.
Yeah, no flying or using superhero powers, Bobby.
I would never cheat.
Good. Now, let me get into my boat, and my nephew Phineas will blow the starting horn.
Mm,
You can't possibly start without moi.
It's Mighty Mila
and Robozuki, my nemesis.
She used all the Papuli Fox roses. Look at her sleek white sails.
That's right. My boat is sleek. My boat is fast. My boat is cool. All of you other losers are going to be crying when I'm eating all the candy in town.
Always the most humble and charming person, Mighty Mila.
Yeah. Everyone done marveling at my boat? Ugh, let's get this regatta started.
All right, Phineas, you ready? Hold up the horn. Oh, no, not your lollipop. The horn. Do I need to come over there? Haley, can you help your son? He's holding up the horn. Yes, Finn. Come on. Now count to three and squeeze the ball. Got it?
Three, two.
Stop with the lollipop. Hallie, take it away from him.
One.
Pull forth starboard side.
Right, left.
I got it. The sail is smooth. Well done on the sails, Lucy.
Thank you. I don't think it's any match for Mighty Mila, though. Even though these chocolate sails are working, the Papuli Fox Roses really were the perfect material.
Well, then we'll just have to be even better sailors.
Eat my dust, everyone. Or, in this case, eat my water that I already sailed over. Bye!
Ah, watch it, Mighty Mila. You just ran me over.
Not my problem that my boat is so sleek and fast.
She's pulling ahead.
Don't worry about her, Luce. Let's just focus on sailing strong and true and getting through that first obstacle.
This is sailing. It seems pretty easy.
Well, all you've been doing is eating bagels.
Someone has to. The cream cheese needs to be smeared. The everything bagel needs to be consumed. I am but one being, an actor, a director, a consumer.
Port side, thrust forth.
Port side what now?
I got it.
Hey, don't pass me. I'm the banana stand lady. I give you bananas.
She's not wrong. I'm sorry, dear woman, but in a regatta race, all bets are off.
No more bananas for you.
She didn't mean that, did she?
All bets are off in a regatta race, so she might have.
La tragique.
The crowd is thinning out.
Yes, now we're really getting into the race. The Pflugerville River goes through many twists and turns before it reaches the lake. There'll be canyons, creeks, we'll pass by the dam, and go through a gorge.
Wow, I didn't know Pflugerville had so many different environments. In fact, I didn't even know it had a river.
Kabow to the bow! Angle our rudder, we're drifting to the starboard side.
What can I do to help?
Just keep your eyes peeled for that first obstacle and watch out for any competition. Mighty Mila is so far ahead, I can't even see her anymore.
Candyman cries.
Mr. Snood, crying?
Phineas, how did you get into my boat? This was supposed to be a solo race. I'm going to have a word with your mother.
Mr. Snood, how goes it?
Oh, just, you know, dealing with my nephew Phineas. He somehow snuck onto my boat.
Chocolate sails!
Ooh, yes, they have chocolate sails. Want to go onto their boat? Would you care to watch my nephew? He's very obedient. Finn, don't hit your uncle in the head with a lollipop. That's not right. So, what do you say?
We're good, Mr. Snood. Pretty filled up here on this boat.
Below deck filled.
Yeah, we don't have any more space.
Are you sure? Please, Phineas will be a good part of your team. I'm sure his mother wouldn't mind. Phineas, no! Look what you made me do, Finn.
Seems like he's having a good time.
Dead ahead! What's that?
Good spotting, Kapow. Those look like some sort of water creatures.
No one said anything about water creatures. Haven't we had enough after Canoodles the dragon?
Grabstack, you never even saw Canoodles.
But I heard her, and that was enough.
It looks like otters. It must be the first obstacle.
I thought the obstacles would be more like avoiding spikes or maneuvering around a bend, not otters.
These are no ordinary otters. They're Pflugervillian trickster otters, and we will have to answer their riddle.
Of course! Wouldn't have it any other way.
bring the riddles on, that's why I'm here. Well, that and the bagels.
Hello, weary travelers. Tis I, Oz the Otter.
And I, Ophelia the Otter, with your first obstacle. Solve our riddle and on you go. Fail and we shall sink your boat.
Well, those are some stakes.
There's always a riddle-given sea creature to stir things up. The beginning of the regatta race has been fairly calm so far, but things are clearly about to get spicy. Let's take a little break before we get into these otters and their riddles.
As a podcast network, our first priority has always been audio and the stories we're able to share with you. But we also sell merch. And organizing that was made both possible and easy with Shopify. Shopify is the global commerce platform that helps you sell and grow at every stage of your business. From the launch your online shop stage, all the way to the did we just hit a million orders stage. Whether you're selling scented soap or offering outdoor outfits, Shopify helps you sell everywhere. They have an all-in-one e-commerce platform and in-person POS system, so wherever and whatever you're selling, Shopify's got you covered. With the internet's best converting checkout, 36% better on average compared to other leading commerce platforms, Shopify helps you turn browsers into buyers. Shopify has allowed us to share something tangible with the podcast community we've built here, selling our beanies, sweatshirts, and mugs to fans of our shows without taking up too much time from all the other work we do to bring you even more great content. And it's not just us. Shopify powers 10% of all e-commerce in the U.S. Shopify is also the global force behind Allbirds, Rothy's, and Brooklinen, and millions of other entrepreneurs of every size across 175 countries. Because businesses that grow, grow with Shopify. Sign up for a $1 per month trial period at shopify.com/realm, all lowercase. Go to shopify.com/REALM now to grow your business, no matter what stage you're in. shopify.com/realm.
Do you like to laugh? Who am I kidding? Who doesn't like to laugh? So, okay, if you love to laugh, you'll love Don't Break the Rules. It's a hilarious comedy improv podcast where the voice actors make up their lines on the spot and try to be the only actor who doesn't break the rules. These talented actors are great at coming up with silly scenes and stories when they follow the rules for the episode. And it gets even sillier when they accidentally break the rules. The stories are guided by suggestions from kids like you, and the episodes feature laughs, burps, and the occasional unicorn. So if you'd like to giggle and play along, be sure to listen to Don't Break the Rules wherever you listen to podcasts.
And we're back! The regatta obstacle course race has started, and I've mostly been munching on bagels. But now two otters have appeared with a riddle challenge. So it's my time to shine. Let's do this, Oz and Ophelia.
Grabstack is so good at riddles. Remember back at the Super Fun Fun Fair? He solved the Sphinx's riddles in the corn maze.
I don't want to brag, but yes, that's true. I did that. I saved us at the Fun Fun Fair with the Sphinx's Riddle. That's what I do.
So confident, I see. Only few have yet got past us.
The boats they sank, they're all there on the banks of the river.
Look, it's townsperson Terry's boat.
Actually, that wasn't us. Some other very sleek boat with crisp white sails flattened that boat.
Mighty Mila. I don't see her anywhere. She must have got past. We can't mess this up. Okay, Ophelia, give us the riddle.
In a hurry, are we?
Well, yes, this is a race.
Tusk, tusk. Never rush orders. It's part of our creed.
I didn't know that. Huh. You learn something new every day.
Behind me, you see two forks of the River Pee.
Remember last time we came to a fork in the mountain? Bobby and I ended up on the back of a robotic evil llama. Hopefully this time ends better.
Please don't interrupt my speech. I have a whole spiel.
Sorry.
Behind me, you see two forks of the River Pee. Only one path is the correct way.
And you may only ask us one question.
One of us will always lie.
While the other will always tell the truth.
Choose incorrectly and we sink a boat.
Choose correctly and on your way you shall go.
Fork A is to the left and fork B is to the right.
Okay, I'm waiting for the riddle. When are you gonna say it?
That was it, Grabstack. That's the riddle. We can ask them one question, one will always lie, and one will always tell the truth.
Come again? I thought this was gonna be like a what's white and black and red all over kind of thing. That's the newspaper, by the way.
This is more like a logic riddle.
Ah, okay. Well, I'm out. I'm gonna go back to the bagels, try to save as many as possible before the sinking starts.
Let's think this through. We can figure this out. What question should we ask?
Can we ask which way is the safe way?
But we won't know which one is lying.
We could ask which one is lying?
But then they might lie.
This is giving me a headache.
Lie, truth, lie, ask.
Lenore, you genius. That must be it.
What?
We have to ask one of them what they think the other otter will say. Regardless, they should both tell us the wrong way. It makes sense.
I do not follow this at all. Lucy, are you sure you don't need a bagel? Got some cream cheese. I think there's one everything bagel left. Maybe an onion one.
No, Lenore cracked the code.
Genius rabbit me.
Ophelia, which fork in the river would Oz tell us to take?
He would say to take fork B.
So, if she's the liar, she would try to mislead us and the answer would be fork A. If she's telling the truth, then Oz would lie and say fork B. So it must be fork A.
Anyone else thinking we should grab some forks? Maybe stop, get some lunch? No, Bobby? Anybody a little peckish?
I don't know what's really going on, but I trust you, Lucy.
This is definitely above my pay grade.
Spork.
Don't get me started on sports, Lenore.
I think this makes sense. I think I'm right.
So, fork A, you say.
Go ahead, fair travelers. Fare thee well.
We did it. I've always loved otters. Good job, Lucy.
I surprised myself. Sorry, Grabstack. Looks like Lenore has replaced you as the riddle expert.
Hey now, let's not get carried away. I wasn't in my right mind. Too much cream cheese.
This side of the river, the water is moving fast. We're picking up speed.
Yeah, wait, the water is moving really fast. Is that normal?
No, this is too fast. The waters are becoming choppy.
I don't like this. Nope. Uh-oh. Why did you say uh-oh? Kapow? Kapow, why did you say uh-oh? Waterfall! Dead ahead!
I picked the wrong fork! We're gonna go over a waterfall and the boat will be destroyed!
I should have been the riddle answerer!
What can we do to stop this?
We're gonna have to whip around and try and sail back up the river against the current. We have to zigzag against the current.
It's too strong! The wind! The water!
We have to try. We can't let the boat go over.
We must protect the bagels!
The waterfall. It's getting closer.
Pull up! Pull up!
Better. So we're about to go over this here waterfall. It's a situation I've been in many times before, but not to worry. Lucy Wow, Bobby Wonder, Kapow, and Lenore are the hardiest crew members I know. We'll find a way out of this. Tune in next week to find out how. Also, if you enjoyed this podcast and my adventures with friends and want to hear more shows, search Go Kid Goes wherever you get your podcast to access a whole variety of fun shows. Now to stop ourselves from going over a waterfall. BRB.
We put on our detective caps and looked high and low, searching for clues to lead us to the best new mystery podcast for kids. Little did we know that we would have to search upside down. That's right. We discovered the upside down story with a brand new mystery story for kid detectives each and every week. With most stories, the storyteller introduces themselves at the beginning of the tale. But at the upside down story, you don't know who is telling you the story until the very end. Unless you guess their identity sooner, that is. Do you think you have the detective skills to crack these cases wide open? Yes? Then tag along with us for the fun and put your sleuthing skills to the test by listening to The Upside Down Story on Spotify, Apple, or wherever you get your podcasts.